We're in the middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Mem Tes. The halachas of that is four amos in Shulchan Aruch, on the bottom of Reish Gimel Amud Aleph. Siv Hey, says the Mechaber, Asur lahaylich chayfetz. It's forbidden to transport an object pachas marav amos less than four amos at a time as you continue to Amud Beis. Vafil beinash moshes, even by twilight, vafil be karmelis, even the rabbinically prohibited area like a karmelis. Says the Mishabura, Siv Katan Tez Zayin. Asur lahaylich v'chul, it's forbidden to transport an object less than dalar amos at a time. The chashinan, because we're concerned, although he said you have dalar amos, we're concerned should be yovel lahaylich ab amos with asach, if you might come to transport dalar amos to one shot, the zim de lava daite, at times you might not be conscious. Vasil de yisad ha-reisu. It might come to a biblical prohibition. B'yosh pam sh'atir pachas pachas ma'ab amos. There are times that they permitted to go less than dalar amos at a time. Okay, now these next words is, it was put in here by mistake, and it belongs the end of the stiff cotton as was printed. So we're not going to say the words in the parentheses. Ayin la'el, look previously, b'simri shabak vav, sib zayin, b'simri shanav, sib membeis, b'simri shanachas, sib utches, ayin chum, look over there, which the Dershul Levin brings that regarding someone who's traveling on the road and he has money with him, the Shulchan Aruch permits the b'simri shabak vav, sib zayin, to carry less than dalar amos at a time, as it's explained over there, b'simri shanav, sib membeis, the Shulchan Aruch permits someone finds swollen on Shabbos and they're in a disgraceful place that they're not protected, there's a lot of transport them less than dalar amos at a time, the way it's explained over there. And b'simri shanachas, sib yudches, the Shulchan Aruch permits to carry a thorn that's in the Rosh Hashanah, less than dalar amos, in the way that's explained over there. So that's again, though, that's exceptions to the rule. Says Mishmur further, it says, but after Kishamoil come upon Bachas Marba Amos, and specifically, he transports many times less than Dalar Amos of Pam Achas Bachas Marba Amos, but one time less than Dalar Amos permitted, like it was written in the beginning of this. So he said, forbidding to transport an object, Bachas, Bachas, Bachulu, to go less than Dalar Amos at a time. Mikri Bachas, it's called less, Idesh Amad Lofish Bain time. If the person stops to rest, in between, it's like as if you place the object down on the ground. So you did already the hanacha. It's not one long carrying of dalar amos of in the Rosh Hashanah, which Shartin Ashutchez brings this from the Magen Avraham, and says like previously, Simon Rish Shalach Bav Nishbrus of Kot Yutchez, what wrote in the name of the Yeshmach Mirim, which is from the Rabbi Rucham, that's brought up in the Beis, it said, according to Muhammad's understanding, it would seem clear that according to Ebla Minat Tayr, it's called Amida, standing, even if you didn't stop to rest explicitly. And it's only because of whatever reason it was that stopped him from going. Since he didn't stop at least to just fix his load, that only then is it considered like he's still going. And this is the Gemara says, Amad Lafa, she stopped to rest. That's not Lav Davka, it's not precise. It's just coming to exclude that he didn't stop just for like fixing his load. And the proof from what is written in Davka from the Gimel Beis regarding a behema, that when it was stopping to urinate, is also included in Amida. And Pashta, the same would be for a person, look over there. And it's more obviously explicitly over there at the end of the circuit that the Gemara says, safe, Kibat Labez, when he gets to his house, EF Shlai Kori Purta, it's not possible he didn't stop a little bit, look over there. So he says, called the Namida, stopping at the end of the Maisa of the trance of Haitzah, even if he didn't stop, Lofus, just specifically to rest. And just that it just wasn't to fix the package. So the words of Rabbi Nirucham says require further analysis. It says after the final Labosham Rishmavov that explains the words of Rabbi Nirucham, there's not talking regarding the Raisa, look over there. There's also Dechig a little bit because where does Rabbi Nirucham get this to me? Mechadish says that in a place that they permitted less than Dal Amos at a time is Dafka by Yeshiva, and look at El Yav over there. And the Sheratin Yutes says that just we say that by stopping Lofush between them, it's like he's putting the object down, because he says, Anachas Kufay. The placing of the body, of stopping, being in motion, is like a nachas chiv, it's like putting the object down. So, again, that's what we're talking about, would make it pachas. But says the Mishabur further, he says, but if he stopped within Dalar Amos just to fix his load, just to position it, then it's like you didn't stop. Then it's like you went to all Dalar Amos in one shot, and the chiyuva, as we continue to move, that is even going to be the chiyuv deraisa in such a case. So this prohibition of going less than dalar amos at a time is vafila ben hashmashas even by twilight, meaning after in parches marba amos, even though regarding the halacha of going less than dalar amos, for speaking rabbanon is a doubt of rabbinic halacha, they kelu b'kigunze, and they lean in such a situation. But given the carb level al dezel de malach derei, so since it's very close to bringing of malach derei, so gazbem tvei, the guys are actually even more. In such a situation, and they made it forbidden even by Ben Ashmashesh, which is a suffix. The Sharatin Lishchav brings from Tesla Nevin of Lamadal Madav, and also that's been the Rashba. It's lucky to be a good that he brings. If been a Rashi explicit Nevin Gimel is to be lean regarding this, even though in one version of Rashi it sounds like that he also holds like Tesla's. Now the Azra quotes also the word of Rashi to be lean. However, since the Machaber saw some to be Machber, it's not Kedai to be lean regarding this, and specifically that also the Rash holds over there, and everyone like Tesla look over there. It says that's where the Mordechai that he quotes Ladina, where the Tesla is. So again, so even in the Smashas, we are. So going to your test, we're filled with caramels. Even the caramels, the time the reason is they're not going to be leading regarding this carbon dover. It's very close. You look at Amos Vasacha says the Taz is going to come to transport it. The other Amos in one shot.
It continues, the Mishmur says, but be a grok is the time. The be a grok is the reason. The Chaldavish also be Shus Ram, Shmus, anything that he said it's forbidden in the Shus Ram because of rabbinic prohibition. Who then should also be caramels, something is forbidden in the caramels. And that's what Dishra 15 brings. That's a Raman writes in Teresa Adam. That the karmas that they made rabbinically like Rosh Hashanah, therefore they didn't permit even things that are only rabbinically forbidden. Says Mishbur further, says, Vimu ben Hashmash al Gamkin, it's also by twilight, now with Tartal Tavus, two things working in your favor, Das Ataz Vel Yabal Akhubas, that their opinion is to be lean regarding this, Akhla Fiam Avrol Ebba Simishim Abbez, but according to what we explained, Simishim Abbez, Lohitir Shavus ben Hashmash, they did not permit it, Isidra Abban by Ben Hashmash, Kim Tarek Mitzvah Abba Makamatchak, only in the Mitzvah situation or a pressing situation. Afshad Achadamala, and the Hakam, maybe here also, one should not be lean, Elba Gagrenzea, only in such a case. Simon Shin Nun. Then the mitzvah Yerusha Berubim Mishos Lashos. The halacha of someone that sticks out his head and the majority of his body from one domain to another domain. Obey Gimel Sifim and the three paragraphs. Sifal. Aymer Ad Mishos Yachad. A person standing in Mishos Yachad, the mitzvah Yod Rishos Ram, and he can stick out his hand to the street, Rishos Ram. Umatal Tashem Chavatsim, and he can move with the object in the Psychon Loi that he does not need, but Mokim Shu Aymer in the place where he's standing. Shunait Lamekan, Menich Mekan, where he picks it up over here and he puts it down over here. As long as he's not transporting it to Alar Amos. And then he's bring it to the other Rishos that he's standing in, because he doesn't need it in the place where he's standing. Therefore, allowed to stand in the street, to take the key in the house, let's say in the Rishos, and open it up over there. So do the same thing the other way around, from Rishos Yachad to Rishos Ram. You cannot stand in Rishos Yachad. The Yitzi Reish Lushosam Yishtosham and stick out your head to Rishosam and Jinko, but they all the other way around from Rishosam to Rishos Yachad. Elm Kin Yachnas Reish Abedubi Lamakam Shosai, unless you stick in your head and the majority of your body to the place where you're drinking. Why? Because the Kibish Ritzach Leilaman, since he does need these waters, Cheshin Shamayivimalav, we're concerned that he's going to bring you to where he is. Amut Lamad Rishos Yachad Rishos Ram, but you let us stand in Rishos Yachad or Rishos Ram, but Lushos Bekamlis and drinking the Karmelis, or Yipcho the other way around. Some explain the chafat matzrichim loy objects that he needs. Haynu kelim non. Those are beautiful vessels. Shu tzarklam which he needs them. Avam kelim shein non. But if they're not really nice vessels, mutalish says, but you allowed to drink from with them. Af bishlo hoytzur leishu b'dubay. Even if he did not stick out his head and mizrav his body, elishayishir tzabar lebar. He just stuck out his neck. Rishatu to him and other movements. Chutz mishtia as gittin taf rishdal. Except for drinking, avam kelim non. Even beautiful vessels, mutalitali allowed to move. So like those, avam kelim non. Because they only made the gzer by beautiful vessels and that you drink from them. Because you bring it close to your mouth, and again, that'll be the Isser of Haitzav. Says Moshe Sivkan Aleph. He said a person can stand in Rosh Hashanah, stick out his hand to Rosh Hashanah, and move over the objects, that he doesn't need where he's standing. And Vafil him kill none, and therefore, in such a case, even if they're beautiful vessels. Sivkan Beis. As long as you don't move them dalad amas, period. Even though he's standing in Rosh Hashanah, it's just that with his hand he's moving an object for amas in the place where it was resting. Until the end of dalad amas in Rosh Hashanah, which the Yisharat Sinai's base says that from the Taz and even the Carmelis, the Prima Gom says they made dalad amas forbidden. And specifically according to what Rava, like we pass like Rava, that Rosh Hashanah you're gonna be says the Mishbura further, he says, Vimhever Chayv. Now, if you did transport a dollar, I'm going to give me Chayv. Even if you lifted it up above 10 Tvachim, Kim Shem Tzav V'nichal Arad, since the Maisa, you picked it up in Rosh Hashanah, and you can transport it dollar Amas in Rosh Hashanah, you're going to be Chayv. Sipkot and Gimel. And we're not concerned that you're going to come to bring it to yourself, because you don't need it where you are. So therefore, you let us stand in Rosh Hashanah. Likul Matek Rosh Hashanah, and taking a key in Rosh Hashanah. I know that is. Shemavtech Munach Shemekvah. I mean, the key was already placed there from before. But Noit L'Mesham, you take it from there, or Pesach Atas, you open up the door. And you let him move it. Even though you're in Rosh Hashanah, you let him move around in Rosh Hashanah. My Ritz told him about even in the way, shall I did not tell some of Tech, by taking the key from its place, in the Oival, as I tell you, not violating the Isra of Haitzah. You're going to change Gonok. which is this type of merpesa, like this little porch, mibuchutz labayis, outside the house. Vagonok also mechitzes, and this porch is made with partitions. Kedim rishos yochad, so it has halacha like rishos yochad. Reish mavtech tochav shem b'man like a little bit else, or the key is stuck in over there in the lock that's attached to the door. Finally, embus the mishim nemvav. Siv gim ba'agam, because that's what we wrote over there in the mishim brua. Siv kam dal. So Yelada, take the key and v'lavtoich shem and open it up over there. But like Hashem, that can say sheitzina, it's like that you can take the key to where you are. So you'll be taking Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. Because let me see, why would you take it out? You don't need the key in Rosh Hashanah where you are at all. Sipkan hei, v'chim Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah. So too, from Rosh Hashanah to Rosh Hashanah, where someone means to stay, she'emin Rosh Hashanah, the other way around. The guy standing Rosh Hashanah, and he takes the key that's in the public domain, and he opens up there a store. Now, here there's some differences of Alachim. This is not the place to be lengthy regarding this. We already explained these types of cases. Sivkat and Vav. Now, but he should not stand in one domain and stick his head out to the other domain. Only if he sticks Resh Verubay to where he's drinking, because since he needs these waters, and Vein Shamayim the Sun became Norm, and whether the waters in beautiful vessels or in Norm, they're not beautiful, anything similar to this, Bachol Mabushim with food and clothing, Fishain Chafatz Matsichim Lemukam, because they're objects that he needs in his place, so then he needs Resh Verubay. But we said you let us stand in one domain and to drink. But caramel is v'chulin. The caramel is all the other way around. Because even Shasham itself, it's only from rabbinic decree. Shemivin, it's like because you might come to bring it to him. Look, it's drink the zeg lezera, and the caramel is its own rabbinic prohibition. We don't make a double gezer. Sivkot chaz. Now the yesh mafarshim v'chulin is those who want to explain that no chavat matzrichim no is specifically kelim none. But if it's not, then you're allowed to drink even without resh abruba, just your neck. The ikra and the primary, said Mishbuz Kisor Rishayin Zal Al Rabba, is the more stringent first opinion. Be'alocham, the B'maschil, B'fil Be'n Hashmashis. So he said that in Sefei, you're not allowed to transport an object less than Dal Amas at a time, even Be'n Hashmashis. He said, look at B'Sheh Yisuf, that the source comes from the words of Tyson Ervin. Look at B'Nim Tyson the Rush, according to their sheet, the same thing is, not to permit Be'n Hashmashis, where this one's picking up, and this one's putting down, which is also a severe shavuos, because it's close to coming along to the right, so that one person might do both. Now, if we went to Taisa, it sounds like that a shavuos of less than Dalar Amas is more common than a shavuos of a tzav from a kamelis to Rosh Hashanah, which carrying it from a kamelis to Rosh Hashanah, and same thing is from Rosh Hashanah, it's obviously in the Rashi Taisa that permitted ben Hashmashas regarding Eruv. And regarding less than Dalar Amas, Taisa and those who hold like them hold it's forbidden ben Hashmashas. According to this, in the place where we permit less than Dalar Amas at a time, even Mishas Ram, for example, let's say someone that got stuck on the road and he doesn't have a non-Jew with him, for sure we should permit carrying out from a Kamalist to whichever domain. But it says difficult because the Simmer Rishamachlav, the Taz writes over there in Men Echrainim and Mishnah Berurah quotes that it's not permitted only carrying less than Dalar Amas, but not be carrying out from Mishas Rosh, even the Kamalist. It's Tzorchin, why would that be? The Masa Mafil B'Karmelis, we said you can't do even less than Dalar Amas, even the Kamalist. Says the R from the Achrim, he says that mafakvik on these words of the Shulchan Aruch, and this is the Taz writes that's coming from the words of Kolboy. Truth is not, this is not mentioned in the words of Kolboy, which he's going on someone that it does not stop with sitting in between, which is considered for him like walking down the Amas in one shot. And that's the Ma'amot Chad Hashom, right? And they hold this sort of being zayir. Why would it be forbidden in the Kabbalists? However, the Taz explains to us that just like with Machma, less than Dalar Amas, we're going to be in the Shmashas because it's closed. That you will carry out Dalar Amas. Same thing regarding Karmelis. According to this, if you hold like Rashi, Ben Shmash is permitted less than Dalar Amas, so we would be lenient also by Karmelis. But according to the Vilna Gaon that we quoted in Mishnah Berurah, that anything that's also because of Shavuos or Shavuos Ram, same thing since forbidden also in Karmelis. So this would also be forbidden. And the Vilna Gaon also brings the source of the word Shulchan Aruch that's forbidden less than Dalar Amas in by Karmelis. And also in Tashbats, he writes Pepshitis that less than Dalar Amas is forbidden in Karmelis, and he brings in Chedushim Bikiv Egel, but there also in his Chedushim, that he brings from Rashi Shabbos Kof Chob Zayin, that it sounds like that he holds up a kamalas, it is permitted less than Dalar Amas. You have in truth, even according to Rashi, not Muchach, only for Dvar Mitzah, like what's over there in Maisa Word Rebbe, look over there, it's possible that Rashi goes to Shutas, that he holds up a Ben Shemash, also permitted less than Dalar Amas. But according to Tyson, those who hold like them, that they hold that Imba Ben Shemash is permitted less than Dalar Amas. And there is Tumah regarding Eiv, that we hold that Imba Arvin al Dvar Mitzah, Luchayr Mustabah, that the same would be forbidden in such a case, even the kamalas. But in the Sugan Shabbos of Kof Chazayin sounds like it permitted, like we mentioned, it's possible, even according to the words of Tyson, a karmelis is called less than Dalar Amas as a shvus to shvus, and it would be middle tzarech mitzvah. So says the Bir Halacha, tzarech in. which in Dirshah 16 brings, what's this suffix of the Be'alach? So in the Ha'aris, to Shayna Alach, it's at the end of the Sefer, he's not sure if that the Chacham Ben Shvuzl Tzarek Mitzvah is that also in the situation where you're doing a Maisa, let's say you're carrying an object, or that the Napimen only when you're not doing a Maisa. For example, Amir La'akim, based Rabban, the Azan, that this Chilik is brought in Be'isayas and Simishin Zayin, said Tzarek Ian, why was the Be'alach a mistopic regarding this? Now, Be'alach later on, Simishin Shindun Gimel, he writes regarding someone carrying from Shazir to Shazir Yachad, lower than 10 Tvachim. Through a caramelist, that this halacha depends on the suffix of the be'alacha over here, because there also it's a shows that has a ma'isa. Chaznish holds based on this halacha to be lenient b'makom mitzvah b'shor by being the shmash. He writes that someone that when it gets dark he's in the shul, or he goes out from a boat on Shabbos, or it gets dark and he's on the train and he has with him things that he cannot put it down in the unprotected place, he should go to his house without stopping in the middle of walking, so that it should be akir b'shus yochad and hanach b'shus yochad through a caramelist. Dirshin number one. If someone's head falls on Shabbos on a car that's parked in Shusar Abim, that on top of it is considered Shusar Yachad, in the same of Shabbos, he writes in the name of one Chacham, to learn out from here that permitted for him to tilt his head and his body over the car, to put on his head, because even though his legs are still in Shusar Abim, but since such a situation he has Reish Abim Shusar Yachad, we're not concerned that he's going to come to be in the head to where he's standing with Shusar Abim. There's number two. We said we could turn that you're going to bring it to him, but Minat Torah, it's permitted to drink even when only his head is on the outside. But regarding urinating and spitting, Shulchan Aruch Paskins and Nick Sif Beis, it's forbidden to do that, even if he sticks out his mouth and his male organ outside. Mishmur explains about the Sif Kanyan out, because the Yakir is considered from the place where the urine and the spit is coming out from the bat. It comes out, he's carrying it from Rishos to Rishos. So you see from his words that even though his mouth is in the Rishos where he's spitting over there, you don't go but after the domain where it's found in his body. The reason for this difference, Chaznish writes that by urinating and spitting, the Akira is Litzorich getting it out from the body. Therefore, the Akira is from where it comes out from the body to go out, and not where it comes out from his mouth or his male organ. But someone who drinking water, it becomes bottled to his goof, and therefore the water becomes bottled already when he's swallowing. It's considered anach in his mouth, where it's found in that domain where it's where he's taking the water out from, and the putting in his mouth is not considered anach b'shusayach. And as we'll see in the next comment, edition number three, Mishmur said b'shusam itself is only mitam gizera. So, therefore, with caramelis would be gzera l'gzera. Now, the reason, writes the Shulchan Aruch Rav, based on the words of Tyson Erev Nafchav, that even though you're picking up the water from one rishos, and when you're drinking, it's going into your stomach, which is in a different rishos, and it's resting over there, it's not considered moitzer rishos l'rishos, because since it already rested in his mouth a little bit, before it goes into his stomach. And his mouth is considered as a makom tur because it's standing in a different domain than where his feet are. Now, even though the Chum said it's forbidden to transfer Rishuyas through a makom tur, Shulchan Aruch and the Simishim and Vov Sif Aleph, that's because the Gzera that you might come to take in from one Rishuyas to another Rishuyas without putting it down in between the makom tur. But by drinking water, it's not possible that the water should not rest in his mouth a little bit before he swallows it. It's not shy to this Gzera at all. He also writes that even if you're going to say that his mouth is not a makom tur, it's just like that Rishuyas that where he's sticking out his mouth over there, if that's the case, comes out that when he's putting the water into his mouth, the water rests, and when he swallows, he's taking it into his stomach, which is a different shush, comes out, or if you could say that putting the water into his mouth is considered like totally resting, and you don't have to be concerned where afterwards they go into his stomach, because since it's absorbed in his body, it's bottled to his whole body. Bismay over here writes, then in the situation where his head is in the caramelos, or in Shush Ram, according to the second opinion of Shulchan Aruch, that by Kalim, that are not knowing, it's enough if you stick out your head, so the head is qualified like a makom tur, but in the way where his body is in the caramelos and his head is in the Shushayachan, so you cannot qualify his head as a makom tur, because you don't have a makom tur in Shushayachan. Right? The reason why the head is because it rests in his mouth, like the second halacha that the Shulchan Aruch have explained. He writes over there that from the words of Taisis that we mentioned that it's brought, that two Eifanim, the reason why the heter is because it's a makom tur, but from the words of Abishan, it does not seem like that. And we discussed in Sharatzi and Simshon and Tesip Kodinam, named the Ebeno Ezer, that also, that if his body's in one rishos and his hands in a different rishos, so it's considered like a makom tur, l'chaira, his words depend on these two stadim that we explained.